Hi, and welcome to the Crystalline AccuCare meditation series. This is, we're starting with a basic discussion about the wake-up call that we're all having as a result of the coronavirus epidemic, and how that is a driving force behind our spiritual awakening. Many people are seeing this as a chance to take time to go within, to spend time inside, not just physically, but spiritually, to take time to rest, to go within, and to begin to really connect with spiritual principles, right? Universal laws that connect us, that guide us, that are being received in transmissions as we meditate. Each and every one of us has our own unique and special purpose on Earth, and we are united by the unifying forces that run through our chakra system and our meridian system, are literally the energy channels that run through the entire universe. So we've been living for a long time, we've been living as though we were asleep. We've been walking around with feeling like zombies, a little bit like disconnected from the planet, disconnected from nature, disconnected from each other, emotionally, physically, disconnected from our souls. So this is an opportunity to really wake up, to expand into a period of time of great growth for humanity. And this is awakening us because we've been told there's great climate change coming and all these other things, and we haven't really heeded the warning. And so now we've got this to contend with, this coronavirus that is affecting our economy, it's affecting our health and our relationships. And it is an opportunity to stop and listen to what we really are being guided to hear. So come into a comfortable seated position, and we're going to set the stage for your awakening. Awakening to the truth of the matter at hand. Why are we here on this planet at this time? We chose to be here. We chose to be a part of this great waking up on a grand scale and on a very individual scale at the same time. It's very personal. It can be political for some people, but it's really a collective consciousness of awakening. It's a dawning of a new era on our planet. Because what this virus is teaching us is that we can't act separately. If I hoard some food, it affects my neighbor. And if I don't practice good social awareness, I could spread something that would hurt someone else. So we're being challenged to really be thinking as a group. Like whenever you see birds in a flock, like a flock of geese or even starlings or smaller birds, one changes course and they all go together. It's like they have one mind, one brain, one wing, but they're a group. And this is what we're being invited to do on our planet, to act as one, not as separate countries or separate individuals or genders or races. We're being invited to unify and think as one brain. What is best for all? What do we need to do to unify? Forgiving debt, forgiving differences across borders, forgiving differences in families or among races and genders. It's a time to just really forgive and let go. So take a deep breath with that truth. It's a little bit of an introduction to this wake up, okay? And as we listen to the tones of the bells ringing behind us, come into a very peaceful, comfortable, seated position. And breathe. And one of the ways that we attune or awaken is through the crown chakra. So the crown chakra is the top of the head, and in the Sanskrit and yogic traditions, it's shown as a lotus flower on the top of the head. So you can just imagine it opening like the aperture of a camera, just opening into something beyond the rational mind. So we're going to just sit quietly and imagine that lotus flower opening. And you can even go into the feeling of what is beyond me? What is out there beyond me? Beyond my thoughts, beyond my emotions, beyond my reality, my perceptions. Is there a greater truth here? Is there something bigger than me that defines the way I've thought about me? And just breathe. And as you open, I want you to feel your sitz bones, your body, your nice heavy butt bones on the chair, the bed, you're seated upright. Feel the heaviness of your legs. Those femur bones are really, the thigh bones, those are very strong. Feel the heaviness and the groundedness, your legs rooted into the earth, like you're growing beautiful roots into the mother, into the ground of the earth. At the same time, you're opening to the energy of the sky. And it's at this point in a meditation that I like to call in your guardians, your guardian angels, your protection, beautiful protection, protecting guides and guardians, your ancestors that have gone before you, that have reached a level of spiritual attainment and ascension. We want to call those all in so that as you open, you're opening into the heavenly realms, higher realms of consciousness. So there's nothing to worry about opening, because you're opening into as though you're just, your crown is turning, your crown or the top of your head is a beautiful sky blue while you're sitting on the beautiful green earth. And breathe deeply. And when you open this crown, you may feel an energy start to flow through your body. It's visceral, it's physical, and it's literally the energy of the cosmos pouring in from your crown chakra. And then there's another chakra about 4 inches outside of your head, above your head, which is your higher mind, so just trust me on that one. From those two locations, like a beautiful star above your head, imagine this beautiful divine frequency of light and love washing through your whole body, like you're taking a shower, a meteor shower of golden light, running through your whole being, through your body, down your spine, through the back of your kidneys, adrenals, through your sitz bones, your sacral area, down your legs, and into the roots of the earth. Beautiful. And as you're opening, feel, this is called the bliss body, right? So you're opening into the multi-layered dimensional part of you that's beyond the rational mind, beyond thinking, beyond doing, beyond list writing and worrying about the next thing, beyond convention. This is the moment of redefining reality, returning to the oneness, returning to the truth of your being in quiet. In peace, in knowing, this is a deeper knowing. A deeper wisdom. Feel your heart center, your heart chakra in the center of your chest. As you get quiet, notice if there's a quiet sensation or feeling. You being loved by this force that's flowing through you. You are accounted for. You're not just another separate spark in the world that is unrecognizable. You are a child of the universe, of universal intelligence. And that intelligence lives inside of your heart. Feel the love unifying your body, your heart, your mind, your emotions. Coming into a very deep sense of something more profound. Notice if the tension is just dripping away, just melting off of your shoulders, your jaw, maybe your neck and shoulders carry a lot of tension. Allow that to clear as you bathe in the beautiful light coming down from your crown. And let it come all the way down through your heart, through your belly, your solar plexus, your belly, like a beautiful, comforting, reassuring hug from the universe. Everything is going to be all right. You are not alone. You are never alone. You are free. And life is going to be easy, full of ease and peace. Joy, creativity. All of humanity is awakening in this moment. Visualize all of humanity in this peace, in this sense of abundance and prosperity, because what is good for all, what is good for the whole, is good for all of us. And breathe. 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 Feel the belly. Feel the inner child in your belly. Your little ones live in the lower parts of your body. So the inner baby, the inner two-year-old in you, maybe the little school-age child, those all live in the body, in the lower body. And those need comforting right now. So just maybe give yourself a little hug and say, there, there, all is well. I've got you. We've got this. As you allow the higher self to nourish you, the adult, then you have the energy, the knowing to nourish your inner child, your inner wounded parts that are still maybe scared at this time, or wanting to run away, or fearful, of something that happened in the past or in the present or fearful of the future. Just give that little one, maybe put your hand on your belly button, and just say tap, tap, tap on the belly. There, there. This too will pass. All is well. You are strong. You are healthy. We will rise to defend ourselves from this fear. We will fight the fear and rise out of the ashes towards our rebirth as a human community. Breathe into that belly. Breathe into the fire in your belly. So notice we've got some elements operating. We've got the flow of water coming down, the flow of liquid light coming down from the crown, and the fire in the belly nourishing you on the inner realms, your inner child, and the rootedness of the earth through your lower body, down your sits bones, down your legs, creating that beautiful earth element. Grounded, balanced, grounding that fire in the belly so you don't burn up with anxiety or fear, but just channel that fire towards creative solutions. And the last element, of course, is the element of breath. To breathe in the air element that's calming and soothing. Deep belly breathing. And the element of love in your heart. It is love that will save us now. Love that will unite us, and love that will free us. So move your hand from your belly right up to your heart center. And make a commitment, a vow, to take some time, even if it's just once a day for this 17, 18 minutes, to connect with your crown, to your higher self, and this flow of light coming down from the heavens into your heart chakra, into your belly chakra, and into the earth. Seal it with three breaths. Seal the vow. I vow to walk onto, step onto my spiritual path. Seal it with your breath three times. I am a spiritual being having a human experience. Take another breath. I vow to walk with this new awakened sense of my, and as a member of enlightened humanity. I heed the wake-up call. And so be it.